I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Grundy Center baseball coach Pat Brown Jr. Coach, always a pleasure to talk Spartan baseball. Spartan sluggers, as they say on social media. It's been a really strong start to the season here for Grundy Center. 6-0 here as we do this interview on Wednesday morning. The Spartans have scored a lot of runs as of late, including 13-17 in a doubleheader with South Hardin, 17 against Marshalltown. Coach, thanks for taking some time. What's been your take on these first couple weeks of the season? How you guys have been able to really get off to this really strong start?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just the transition from their success throughout the entire school year and all of the things that they do to prepare themselves to be a good student, good athlete, a good Spartan. Guys bouncing off of golf and track and picking up and basically just, right where they left off last year, and in some cases even better. Going into our first game, we practiced on the field two times, neither time being as a full team. And then our game two is when we threw out our first full-time roster. The kids have they've adapted, adjusted, and I've just come to the conclusion after doing this for this many years that you just got to wait until you get them, and when you get them you just got to go from there.
So when it comes to some of the personnel here, starting with the pitching staff, quite a few familiar faces here. You've been able to get a really good mix of guys in here throughout your first several games. I've noticed Britt Meyer getting himself into the starting rotation here as well. So what's kind of the story about the pitching staff here so far this year?
Well, you kind of write things down on paper in January and February, or even after the season, you kind of start to prepare yourself for next year. And then that piece of paper, it's kind of like when you drop a piece of paper on the ground and you go to pick it up and it just blows away. That kind of tends to happen. Riker Thorne's kind of struggling a little bit with some arm problems. Got some other guys stiff and sore. I'm really trying to manage our pitch counts. Holding guys within, their pitches so we can utilize them the next day or the day after. And Britt so far has kind of been that diamond in the rough. He's taken advantage of some other kids' missed opportunities have been his gained opportunities. So Britt's doing really well there. Riker's had a couple really good outings when he was healthy. We got the two sophomores in Ethan Meester and Hayden Gertis, they're going out there doing what they've got to do with a good bunch of defense behind them. And then, like last night, for example, we threw a lot of different guys, actually even threw a eighth graders and Mason Tatey just to try to buy us some time to save some guys for the rest of the week. And then, that was where Britt came in. He did his job. He threw his 40 pitches, 39 or whatever. Got us through that game to where he can come back and throw Thursday if we need him. And then we've always got Judd Jarosky as, he's kind of our closer type of guy that we try to utilize to finish games, to put games away. But all in all, it's all about throwing strikes. Base on balls kills you. And our kids are not doing that right now. And they're just having confidence in their pitches, and they're having confidence in the defense behind them.
Yeah, and speaking of the defense behind them, when it comes to the guys that you're returning from last year's team, are there any notable position changes, or is it kind of status quo, last year or this year?
No, everything's pretty much been the same. We did kind of tweak the lineup a little bit. We bumped Riker to DH, and then we had him DHing actually for Mason Tatey in the outfield. But for the most part, everything's been the same. And ironically, you try to have your staple players. When you have a shortstop and a catcher, you try not to move those guys around much. Center field, as much as you want to keep that guy there. Braden Davey being a center fielder, he has to pitch. But ironically, we were having that conversation against Marshalltown, and I told him, I said, guys, the reason why we do what we do is because when you start moving guys around and you put a person in a tough position, like catcher or shortstop or center field to pitch, then the wheels fall off. And ironically, that's exactly what happened. They had a shortstop come in to pitch the ball was hit three or four times to the replacement shortstop, and he struggled. And the kids, being students of the game, they all recognized that, and they appreciated the fact that we try to maintain our lineup as tight as we can and not move guys in multiple positions. Typically, one guy is the guy that gets moved from third base to left field to right field to second base to wherever. We try to have one guy be a rover, and then everybody else just get comfortable in the one position.
All right, a couple questions left for you here. It's been a pretty strong start offensively, as I alluded to earlier, but looking at the stat sheet, three guys batting over 400 on the year, including Ryker Thorne, Braden Davey, and Judd Jarovsky. So I guess, what do you like about your team's approach to the plate so far, how they've been able to really kind of explode offensively here in these first few games of the year?
Well, I think the one thing is, we're doing really well. One thing that I'm looking at the stats as well right now. One thing that's a little frustrating is our strikeout to ball base on ball ratio is not very good. We need to do a better job with that. But I just think that those guys, some of those guys that you're looking at, there are juniors and seniors that have played a lot of baseball. They're comfortable. They get in the box. And I think the other thing is having played in big games, having ran in big meets, doing things, the lights and the glitter and all the fanciness, it doesn't shock them. It doesn't surprise them. They go up there, they've got a job to do, and they've been doing it. Currently, we're batting that 340 as a team. And anytime you can bat, over 300, it's going to make a big difference in how many ball games you win. Still want to try to shoot higher to that 400. And a lot can happen with there. Guys can get hot, guys can get cold. But, the biggest thing is maintain that composure, stay within yourself, get a job done. Don't be too proud to bunt. Don't be proud to have a sacrifice fly. Be aggressive on the bases. And that's kind of what we're doing. And as long as we continue to do that consistently, I think we'll be a pretty solid baseball team.
You bet. And when it comes to the upcoming part of the schedule here, a couple more games this week on the road to Jessup, home against East Marshall, and then really busy again next week with some home games against DNH and AP to start off the week. So over the course of these next several games here, what are going to be some of the biggest objectives for your team, whether it be, certain things regarding player development or things you want to accomplish as a team? What do you kind of hoping to see here over these next several games?
I think the one challenge is, or one of the things that we're trying to do is continue to, preach the approach that more games are lost than won. Don't go out there and don't lose a game. Go out there and win a game, When you make a mistake, you're going to make a mistake. You just got to pick yourself up and make the next play or have a better at-bat the next time. That's the approach we're going to continue to stick with. Have fun. Baseball's a game. It's supposed to be fun. Enjoy your time with your friends and teammates and just have a good time, and good things happen when that happens. Play hard, pick your teammate up. Just be a good person, and the game gets easier when you do that, there's no baseball gods, but there's the way the game should be played. And when you play it the right way, things tend to happen, in your favor. But just super proud of these guys, super proud of the accomplishments that they've had so far. But, nobody cares how good you start the season. It's about how you finish the season and stay hungry, stay driven. AP's they've been a burr in our side, DNH, East Marshall, we kind of go by the approach that we're gritty beats pretty. And there's no other team besides East Marshall that is that gritty. East Marshall, they've kind of been our nemesis as well. And the big thing is go to Jessup tonight, and play our game, and then come back. And now while we still have the pods, obviously we want to do our best in our pods in the West side. That East Marshall game is a must win game. And then, roll out next week against a couple other good teams and just keep chipping away. So, a lot of season left, guys are getting tired coming home. Like tonight, we'll get home from Jessup. My guess is we'll get home after 10 o'clock. To turn around and wake up and do it all again on Thursday.
All right, don't want to keep you too long, but any final thoughts you want to share about your team here today?
No, I just think it's been a blessing, for these kids to get together. We lost some really good players last year. They're gelling really well. They're having fun. Things are going great. You know, sometimes when you get a senior heavy class, you know, it, sometimes seniors are kind of a challenge. And this group of kids, they're tremendous. They're riding it out. They want to finish out strong. You know, they're loving it, and they're just a part of being a part of this culture. And I'm super happy for those seniors right now, and want to continue them the best of luck in their ventures. But yeah, I mean, gritty beats pretty. Winners win. Go Spartans.
Grundy Center baseball coach Pat Brown Jr. joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time today, and we'll catch you down the road.